Right now, we'll turn to Pat Pagano and let him know that at my house this morning when I woke up, I said, Alexa, what's the temperature in Salisbury, Connecticut? And Alexa told me, in Salisbury, Connecticut, it is 24 degrees. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Yep, unseasonably cold. Mid-20s again tonight, by the way. And today, sun, some clouds, low 50s. Then Saturday will be a sunny day, 50 to 55. The clocks go back 1 hour Saturday night. Just before you go to sleep, turn the clock back. And then Sunday, sunny, mid-50s. Monday, sunny, mid-60s. And since technically we've had the freeze and the frost, any mild weather that comes next week will be deemed Indian summer.
There you go. You know, actually, when I the past couple of days when I went out to the car, I actually felt okay because I'm getting used to the cold temperatures. You know what I mean? My body's starting to get used to it, and it's still buffered in with some decent temperatures. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when I was riding in this morning on my heated seats and my heated steering wheel, I said to myself, you know, if this early in the season, you know, the first week of November, I can deal with temperatures in the mid-20s, I think I'm going to be all right this winter. You know, I just, it gave me some confidence. I don't know why, but it gives me confidence to face the winter.
Well, that's a good thing, though.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. It's a bad thing that it's cold. I don't like cold weather, but I think it's a good thing. So I spoke to my doctor yesterday about my other knee, and it looks like I wanted to get the other knee done before Thanksgiving, but it looks like it's going to have to be after Thanksgiving. After Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But the right knee, which is really slowing me down, I forget how many cc's of fluid he pulled out of my left knee before they did the transfer of stem cells, but I think it was something like 12 to 18 cc's of fluid. And he showed me the MRI, and there's almost double that amount in the right knee, and that's why the right knee is so incredibly immobile. So it'll be nice to get that out of my knee. The first time he took it out, Pat, I was surprised by the color of the fluid. It looked like Mountain Dew, you know, a yellow fluid. I expected a clear fluid, but nope, it was a yellow fluid. So anyways.
Mm. And, you know, you were talking a little bit about documentaries when I came on. And my hair cutter was telling me that he watched a documentary. And I don't know if you've seen it already. But, you know, he said he had no interest in this gentleman until he watched a documentary on Wolfgang Puck.
I've seen that.
He said it's very interesting.
It's really interesting. There were some things in there that I never realized. I like Wolfgang Puck, just like I like Emerald. They were the two that led the charge into, and also the guy that used to do the Galloping Gourmet. And, of course, what's her name? The French?
Julia Child.
They were the ones that made cooking and recipes popular on TV. But one thing I didn't know about Wolfgang Puck is if it weren't for Wolfgang Puck, there wouldn't be frozen pizza sold. Wolfgang Puck used to make pizza, and Johnny Carson used to come and order 5 or 6 pizzas at a time, okay? And he'd come a couple days a week. And finally, Wolfgang Puck said, Johnny, what are you doing with all the pizzas? And Johnny looked at him and said, freezing them. And from that point on, he started making the frozen pizzas. And then everybody else climbed in. And it also talked about his early stages. And you know what? It was a great documentary. So if you like to know how food is made, if you like to see the personalities, the real personalities behind these chefs, this is a very good documentary.
Oh, okay. I'll see if I mean, I don't have anything planned this weekend, so I'll try to look at that. I have to cover some of the outdoor furniture that I normally don't put in because it's wrought iron. So I just cover it up. So I have to do that. And I noticed there were a couple of estate sales in the area. And I always like to go around and look at estate sales because just never know what you could find. I don't need anything, but you just never know what you could find. I mean, I'm always looking around to see if maybe there are tools that I could use and things like that, because people, when they're moving, they just want to get rid of everything. In fact, I saw one thing on the internet this morning in the area. It said, this Sunday, free, starting at 10 a.m. going to 3 p.m. All of these items will be outside and free to anybody who wants them, including a lawnmower that's 3 years old.
Well, you don't need a lawnmower.
I don't need a Lomo, but I'm just looking at all of this. You know, he just showed some of the pictures, and everything is free. Now, I would imagine you'd have to get there at 10 o'clock, otherwise all the stuff's going to be gone.
Yeah, I used to live in Hurley, New York, right outside of Kingston, every year, Hurley days, I would have a sale.
Okay.
And, you know, Pat, you know, I would price items, and people never really bargained and dickered with me on the big piece items. Yeah, I'd have something like a hammer out for 25 cents. And they'd say, well, you take 10 cents.
Oh, no, you've got to be kidding.
Yeah. You know, or else you'd have leftover toys from when your kids were younger, and you'd have it out there, and you'd have like a Barbie house, and you'd have like $5 on it. And they'd say, would you take 2.5?
Right.
And at that point, I say, no, I'd much rather wait till the sale's over. And you know what? You want to come by and see if it's still here? And you can take it for free. You know, I just never understood the dickering for the low, the inexpensive stuff.
People just feel that they're sort of like getting a better buy. And they're happy if they can negotiate with you and you say, yeah, why not? My logic has always been, if you're having a yacht or an estate sale, you're having it because you need to get rid of the stuff that you're putting out there. So you know what? Whatever they bargain with you for, go with it. I got in trouble this was when we were moving out of Woodmere, Long Island, up to here. and my sisters were also part of the garage sale. We were getting rid of some of my mom's stuff. And she had a bunch of dolls. These were not good dolls, name dolls or anything like that. So I had the dolls in a Rubbermaid bin. And I think my sister said, you know, just ask for like $2 a doll. I said, okay. So there was, I would say maybe there were about $10 in the bin. So one lady came over and she said, how much you want for all of them? Now, it should have been $20.
Yeah.
I said, how much you want to give me? She says, how's 10? I said, here, take it with the bin. And my sisters raved at me. They said, you know, $2 a doll was cheap enough. You gave it away, a dollar, and you gave her the bin, the Rubbermaid bin, which you could have used for moving, which I didn't think about. And they were $8, $9. So she walked away with a nice tote bin and $10 for $10. But I got rid of them.
Yeah, you know, we have a group, Habitat for Humanity. Every year they have a huge, huge tag sale, which people donate items. And it's amazing. People start lining up for the there's like 1 hour on the day that they have it, that you have to pay $10 to get in. Pat, I'm telling you, the stuff they have in there, they have it reasonably priced, and it goes. I mean, it's a great way to recycle things instead of sending them to the dump and clouding up dumps and stuff like that, or else keeping your house all gunked up. Yard sales are just a great way to get rid of things and make a little bit of money, and also for somebody who's looking for something.
I agree. And, you know, and what I usually do at the end of the day or the end of the sale, if it's Saturday and Sunday, I have put everything in boxes, I put it in the car, I drive to the nearest thrift, and I drop it all off there.
Well, I'm glad you say that, because we operate the Bargain Barn as a fundraiser here for Tri-State Public Communications. And our donation door, we get so many donations, we have to close it for a couple of days to sort them out. And we get so many donations. It's almost like our thrift shop is a retail shop because we can change merchandise almost on a daily basis.
That's
what makes a thrift shop. By the way, folks, if you're, that's what makes a thrift shop good, is when so many donations come in, you have just a lot of selection of things that you can put out and keep revolving your inventory, so people come on a daily basis. But also, you know what thrift shops do, Pat? They are community gathering centers. We people come and get together and spend a half hour talking and walking around the store, just meeting one another. It really
nice.
Is. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely nice. There's no doubt about it. And like you said, a nice, good cause. So, keep doing it. I don't really have that much to sell. Otherwise, I'd have a yard sale, but I don't have much to sell. The things that I do have, I put on the internet. I need to give away free or put a real small price on it.
The Choir Boys,
they're still around. And now we have two soldiers to add to that.
To go with them, okay. Well, all right, once again, give us the forecast into the weekend.
Well, it's just sunny and in the 50s. Don't forget, clocks go back 1 hour tomorrow night.
All right, Pat, I want you to have a good weekend. We'll speak to you Monday.
All right, sounds good, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.